We're back on Giants.com as free agency continues, and the Giants welcome back one of their own. Middle linebacker John Beeson signing a three-year contract. John, congratulations and welcome back.
Thanks, man. I'm happy to be back. You know, it was a long time coming. You got to go through the process a little bit, but, you know, nevertheless, we're able to get a deal done, and I'm extremely excited about the future.
Well, why did you ultimately decide to come back here?
Well, you know what? I think what we were able to build last year in a short period of time is scary. You know, I'm a big fan of building camaraderie and sweating with guys in the offseason. That's where you really, you know, you build those championships. And we missed that. Well, I missed that because I came in, you know, early in the season. But, you know, for me at this point, you know, I know we have that coming up in April. Get a chance to get out there and earn the right to be a champ. It's going to be big this year.
Now, you mentioned going through the process. Now, you did something a lot of players always dream about doing, but you actually pulled it off. You represented yourself. How was that process for you going through free agency without having an agent?
Well, I think first off, you know, for me, you know, I learned as I went through the years of my career. You know, I have a great and a newfound appreciation for what agents do, but I think, you know, certain guys, if you take the time in anything that you do to actually learn it, you can do it. You know, you take the ego out of it, obviously, you know, you need to get help. And I did that, but, you know, sitting down and learning and being directly involved was great. And, you know, not that I want to encourage guys to do it, but, you know, if they think they can, I think they should.
Now, you've had a bit of a roller coaster of a career. You started off so strong. You had some injuries. Mm-hmm. Last year, you make your way back. You lose your star job in Carolina. Then you come here and you have all the success. How satisfying is it for you personally to be sitting here today having a new contract and being back with the Giants?
Well, you know what? I think anytime you get derailed with an injury, it's not your fault. That wasn't part of the story, but it happens. And anytime you have a setback, it's a chance to come back and do something great. So for me, you just, you know, you stay who you are, and you know when you're healthy, you know, you can be as good as anybody. So, you know, for me, you go out there, you play well, but that was just scratching the surface. I really feel like I can be scary good this year, and as a team, especially as a defense, we can be really good.
Well, let's talk about it. What's the next step for the defense? Where can this group get better? And what role do you play in that?
Well, first off, I just want to get guys to realize that, you know what, this is a job, obviously. And we got to go out and we got to win games. And, you know, it's such a young profession where guys come in from college and they don't understand what it takes to be a pro and to stick around for a long time. But, you know, earning a right in the offseason, you know, based on how you prepare and being consistent at that, and then demanding that from each other. You know, just because I'm in my eighth year doesn't mean I can't have a rookie say, hey, Beast, you know, you said you were going to do this. You're not being consistent at it. Hey, call me out on it. You know, let's just take the titles off. Everybody buy in, and that's just one day at a time. Make that investment, and good things happen.
Now, this defense is going to look a little bit different. Two of the big guys that lined up in front of you last season, Linval Joseph and Justin Tuck, not going to be back in 2014. How is that going to affect the defense and specifically the run defense, something you guys were so great at for the better part of last year?
Well, it's unfortunate. You know, when I first got in here, I was amazed with the guys up front, especially with the talent. They were so deep, very veteran, but then, you know, the young guys and Hank and obviously Linville. It's tough, man. There's always turnover. You know, I'm here. You know, it changes so much. But at the same time, you know, if you can build that camaraderie and getting guys together, I think good things can happen. So you wish Tuck the best. He'll do well out there. He's done well his whole career. And Linville's a very special talent and a guy who demanded a big price tag. And Minnesota's got a great player in him as well.
Do you feel like that puts some of the leadership more on your shoulders, considering Justin was the captain and now he's no longer here?
Well, you know what? You just do your job. I think you know, your peers choose who they want to follow. You know, when you get that C on your chest, that's the ultimate praise. Nothing's better than that, because the guy is saying, hey, you know what? You know, I'm here at this level with you, but you've done it the right way, and I'm going to follow you. So he was one of the guys that I obviously looked up to when I got here, him and Trill as well. And try to learn how, you know, things work here. And now, you know, he's not here. I'm gonna try to continue to do, you know, my best impersonation of Justin Tuck.
Well, you did a great job leading on your own without impersonating anybody next year.
Yeah.
But this team, final question, still a ton of talent on defense. You mentioned Entrell, Will Hill, a young guy doing great. You mentioned Jonathan Hankins, another young guy at tackle. What's the upside of this group? And what do you see as the potential that they can be this year?
Well, you know, you get a healthy JPP, bring Stevie B back, Stevie Brown. It's going to be a great help in our secondary. Will Hill will be a year older, a guy who's got, you know, tremendous range and ability. And then we got some good young talent up front. You know, we bring in McLean, who's an established linebacker. And then, you know, I'm glad that we kept the crew together. You know, Hurst, Spence, And obviously Jaquan, man, you know, I was scared because everyone was free. I was like, oh, you know, they're breaking up the band, but it's good, man. Anytime you can keep guys together, I think that's how you build championships. Guys really, really just have to get that cohesiveness. That's the most important thing.
Well, John, we're thrilled to have you back. Congratulations, and we'll look forward to 2014.
Thanks.
For John Beeson, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Stay tuned all offseason long for the latest in free agency and then the draft.